I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. Is it harder to start a business or scale a business? This was a question that someone posed over on Threads recently, and it really got my wheels turning. I'll share my response with you in a minute, and then I'll share why this is noteworthy for your particular business. So, which is harder? Here's what I shared over on Threads. In 2024, scaling is harder. It is easy to start a business these days. However, most don't have the grit to keep going long term and scale the business. So what do I mean by this? When I started my product brand in 2008, it was difficult and expensive to start a business. Not only was it hard to find manufacturing partners, but most required that you do product runs that were several hundred or even thousands of units, meaning that it was a big risk to run new product that you didn't know would sell, and it was also financially taxing. So you have logistical challenges, financial challenges, and then not to mention, I need multiple SKUs, but I have to order thousands of this product. That's like really scary when you've never released something new. So for those selling wholesale at the time too, the best way to reach new accounts and connect with existing wholesale accounts was through trade shows or sales reps. Face-to-face sales reigned supreme, and frankly, I think they still do. But again, sales reps were tough to find. A lot of them didn't have websites, and trade shows were and still are expensive. We didn't have the access to different accounts and different buyers that we have now through online channels or even email marketing channels. When I started Proof to Product in 2011, so 3 years later, social media was still in its infancy, and the two main options were Twitter and Facebook, both of which operate very differently today than they did back then. Now, my first set of Proof to Product classes filled up through word of mouth marketing. I was basically asking friends and families to share my class with their network. I charged $25 for each 1 hour long class, and we used a teleconference call service to run these calls. I'm talking about people had to push *3 on their phone in order to raise their hand. And then when I saw that their hand was raised, I could push *3 and unmute them to ask their question. It's wild to think about those early days and what we did, but we used what we had available. So Zoom didn't exist at that time, or I would have probably used it. But a couple of years later, I invested in GoToWebinar. Now, GoToWebinar was the only online meeting software at the time, and it was built for corporations with a corporate price tag to match. So we're talking like hundreds of dollars a month. And so I would sign up for a couple of months when I was running my classes, and then I would cancel the service until we had to run the next set of classes to save money. I didn't have access to a lot of the tools that we have now, right? Like we can hop on FaceTime or Google Meet, which is free. We can have a Zoom call. There's a lot of different options now. So back in the day, starting a business required a lot more capital. It required contacts to lean on or a network because we didn't have access to people like we do now. And it almost required blind optimism, which I guess you could argue we also still need today. But my point is, today it is infinitely easier to start a business. Information and technology are abundant. And so, like, I was thinking about this as I was typing up on Threads, but like, if you wanted to sell candles, a quick Google search now would help you find suppliers or materials or vendors that could white label product for you. I'm guessing that you could be up within a few hours figuring out what kind of products you wanted to create. create. I'm oversimplifying this, but you could find the information you needed to move forward. If you want to sell greeting cards today, you can digitally print a minimum quantity of 25 per SKU rather than committing to 250 per SKU, which used to be the minimum when I started my business in 2008. So small batch options of producing product are becoming more readily available now, which makes that cash flow crunch that we also talked about earlier, it makes it much easier. So back then, the hurdles to get into business were bigger, but once you figured things out, in my opinion, it was easier to ramp up marketing, sales, and production. And today, it feels easier for people to start a product-based business. You'll design your product, manufacture the product, sell your product. The process is still the same that it's always been. But the access we all have to information, the tech tools, and the online resources, it makes the process faster, cheaper, and easier, which is awesome, but it also creates a new set of challenges, which leads me to scaling a business today is more difficult. And here's why I think it's more difficult. Competition is greater because of the low barriers to entry. There's a lot of people coming into the market. It's easier to start that product line like we talked about. Technology is more accessible and also more robust, but that also makes it more complex because we now need to put in more time to research the different tech pieces. We need to onboard with the tech. We need to figure out how to utilize it. We need to look at credit card fees and which sales platform's best. Like, there is an abundance of technology solutions out there that will make our lives easier, but even just the decision-making process of which tech to use can feel really complex and cumbersome to people. Next, information is shared more freely now than it used to be, but that also means that you may get conflicting advice about how to build your business. I know social media is flooded with, you know, people sharing their own experiences, which is wonderful because we can learn a lot from people. But at the same time, you're also going to get conflicting information about what the right method of growing your business is for you. It's not tailored advice for you unless you're working, you know, one-on-one with a coach. And so we're consuming a lot more content, which can also lead to conflicts in our brain about how to move forward in the best possible way. Which leads me to the next point, that decision fatigue nowadays is real. People are overwhelmed with the number of choices that they have. Again, going to things like vendors, suppliers, tech tools, marketing methods, and even our sales channels. There's a lot of things we're having to make decisions on. And while we've always had to make decisions on these, our options previously were fewer than they are today. And decision fatigue is legit. It is real. I am sure you listening are like, yeah, I made 10 decisions already today, or I'm totally tired of, you know, making choices for these things. Sometimes it can feel really exciting, but sometimes it can feel really overwhelming. And I know many entrepreneurs that struggle with decision fatigue, myself included. The other thing I wanted to bring up here that makes scaling more difficult is that social media has provided an incredible outlet for people to connect with each other and also share their products with customers. But it has also led to distractions and wasted time scrolling during the day or at night. I know there's, you know, feelings of imposter syndrome or comparisons that many entrepreneurs face. That mental health aspect of social media has a negativity to it. So while there's a lot of positive things that come out of social media, the reach, the visibility, the connections that we've had with people, there are also negative sides to that, right? So what's my point with sharing all of this? Well, it is to remind you, my dear listener, of a few important things. First is that starting and scaling a business has never been easy. The challenges just change over time. There's certain aspects that have gotten easier over time while other pieces have become more difficult. And frankly, there's a lot of challenges that we probably still haven't come across that we will experience as we continue to grow. Second, starting and scaling a business takes time. There is no such thing as an overnight success. All of your favorite brands are working hard behind the scenes, day in and day out, making decisions, making intentional choices. And even if it may look like things are scaling with ease, there is a lot of hard work going on behind the scenes that you just might not be aware of. So as you're growing your business, be patient. I also want to remind you that you are doing incredible work. And while it's amazing to have so many options, it's also really important that we stay focused on growing an intentional business. Try to avoid the shiny objects that surround you, you know, things like new product trends or fancy tech tools that you may not need, maybe team members that you might not be ready for, or perhaps you don't want to manage a team, but somebody told you you needed a team. Basically, get clear on what your business should look like, what you want it to look like, and then continue working towards that goal. Next, surround yourself with incredible people who lift you up and push you towards your goals. Not everyone has your best interest at heart. Remember that conflicting information I told you about? That's what happens when you listen to a lot of different voices. So it's critical that you find people that are fierce supporters of you and the way that you choose to grow your business. Everyone is going to grow their business in a different way. And as I've shared with you in the past, there's a million ways to grow a profitable, sustainable business. Choosing the right path for you can be difficult, but if you have the right people surrounding you or you immerse yourself in a community like ours, then you will grow faster, stronger, better, and with more support. Next, you gotta stay gritty. I am not a fan of hustle culture, but building a profitable, sustainable business does require grit, dedication, the ability to shift plans when needed. Thinking critically is important, and making decisions confidently will take you far. So when I say stay gritty, I mean use that critical thinking, good judgment, and agility to continue pushing your business forward. All right, friends, I would love to hear from you. Do you think it's harder to start a business or scale a business? Take a screenshot of today's episode and tag me in your response. Put it on Instagram. I'm at Proof2Product, and I would love to hear your thoughts. Thank you so much for listening until the end. If you found today's episode helpful, please do share it with a friend, or again, take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, and let me know which one do you think is harder, starting a business or scaling a business. Thanks for listening until the end. I will be back next week with a new episode.